I probably, if I took a poll, you would probably be able to count people that you know who got hit in the face with a trial really hard, and rather than pressing into God, they left God. Rather than allowing that to be the moment to really dig into that relationship, it was the thing that broke the relationship. And I'll talk more about that in a minute. But I think it's just important to see this start point that he gives. Notice the next thing that he says, which I think is also absolutely amazing and fundamental to our thinking about trials. Verse 21, "And he said, Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Have you thought about what he says right there? It is life-shifting to think about how he looks at his life. As he has lost absolutely everything, his thought process is this: I started life with nothing, and I end life with nothing. Now, why does he say that? Naked I came into this world, naked I go, blessed be the name of the Lord. Is he just like, you know, pontificating, you know, we start with nothing and we end with nothing? Why is he talking like that? What is he trying to get across? I think the big deal of what he is trying to get across is to understand that if I start with nothing and I end with nothing, then that means everything in the middle is a blessing of God. I start life on zero, and I'm going out on zero. And that means everything that happens to me and everything that I have and everything that ever goes on between the zeros is ultimately a blessing of God. And that's why he's able to worship, and it's why he's able to say, "Blessed be the name of the Lord," is he is able to understand what life is all about. Ultimately, what he is then saying is there is absolutely nothing that you and I have or experience in this life that is deserved or required to be given to us. Now, I'm going to challenge you on this. What does God owe you? Or put it the other way, what do you think you deserve from God? Now, I know all of our immediate reactions are, "He doesn't owe me anything." All right, I'm going to challenge you on that. "Oh no, he doesn't owe me anything." Is that right? Do we really look at things in life and say, "I start with nothing, I end with nothing, everything then in the middle is a blessing that is not deserved or owed to me in the slightest"? That is a fundamental point of view.